We really appreciate it. We're really stoked to be here. This is really, really cool.
Definitely, man.
And we thank everybody for tuning in. We've got three more songs for you guys tonight, so thanks so much. This song's called Pride.
Here we go.
This song's called Prodigal Son. We haven't played this live ever.
Yeah, we have never played this outside the practice space.
You are the first people to hear it live. So unless you've heard it off the record already, but if you haven't, Prodigal Son. You guys have been great. We appreciate you listening in. This is our last song tonight. It's called Soft Focus, and it's also off our new record, Chimer. Soft Focus. We're Paper Tigers from Boston, Mass. you so much. Again, we're Paper Tigers of Awesome Ass. Good night.
So you can join in on this banter. They gotta hear the accent.
That was Paper Tigers. What an excellent set right there. And let's hear something new from Looking Glass War right now. WMFO Medford 91.5. Is Holy Smoke right there covering the Cars, Bye Bye Love. And we need to, what's happening? No, we didn't want that to happen. Must stop that right now. Anyway, Holy Smoke is covering the Cars right there, Bye Bye Love. And before that, brand new music from Looking Glass War was actually released September 15th, so it's hot off the press, man. Is that what we can say? A Czar is Born from Looking Glass War. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. And my name is Destiny Costa, and we have a little PSA right now. School on Wheels of Massachusetts. Is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. We need your help. It takes 1 hour a week to volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@soma.org. Okay, so we're going to spell that K-R-I-S. At SOWMA.org or visit our website at www.SOWMA.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. And without further ado, Paper Tigers just worked really hard in Studio D, just rocking out in that tiny little room. And so I'm going to go from left to right. And who are you? Oh, it would help. Hang on. Wait. I'm a terrible DJ. It would help if I put your mics on. That would be really helpful. Okay, go.
My name is Matt, and I'm the bass player from the band.
Next.
I'm Mike. I'm the singer for Paper Tigers.
Okay.
Hello. My name is Bjarke, and I play guitar in Paper Tigers.
Great.
Yes, and I'm Cuddy, and I play drums for Paper Tigers.
Excellent. Welcome to the studio, you guys. That was a great set. A lot of energy. And you have a new record out, correct?
Yes.
Charmer. It came out Tuesday.
Yeah.
Is
it yesterday?
It was yesterday. Yeah. My God. It felt like 1,000 years ago at this point.
And it's called Charmer?
Yep, Charmer. Yep. Okay. It's available to stream everywhere.
Excellent. And it's on Bandcamp?
Of course. Excellent. It's on Bandcamp.
It needs to be on Bandcamp.
For
us DJs, it's a huge deal, you know, for us to find it. So where are you guys all from?
We are from all over the place. But Matt, why don't you start on the end there?
Well, I'm kind of like a hybrid. I'm like from Seattle and Massachusetts.
That's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
Just
you're here now.
Back and forth, like parents on both coasts.
Oh, yeah.
Had the luxury, you know, to go back and forth.
I think you're the only one in the band that can like really say like I'm from here.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us can't.
Really?
Can't
okay. So all right. So you're a hybrid. Then what does that make these guys?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm from DC. I moved here in 2018.
Okay.
Yeah. I was born and raised in Northern Iceland and lived there for the majority of my life.
Oh, that is very cool.
Yes.
That is very cool.
I was in the military for 20 years. I retired, and then I moved here. So I grew up in Texas, but when you're in the service for that long, you end up being from really nowhere.
Sure.
So, yeah. So hey, I'm from Massachusetts too.
Yeah.
There you go. So, but you guys are all here now.
Yes.
And you found each other, right? Which is amazing. And now you're making this incredible music together. And you know, how long has the band been around?
We started in 2019.
Okay.
Early 2019.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That was painful. That was man.
Well, it was cool then, right? Because the world was our oyster.
But it was like if you got started in early 2019, then you got slammed a couple months later, not even able to get together or anything.
Yeah.
So did you try to? What did you do when the pandemic hit? Did you just shut down shop or?
Yeah. Well, we had like we played two or three shows. I think
beginning of 2020.
Right? So we were like ready to go. We'd spent the last 8 months before that prepping and writing and getting our bass face down and like ready to go. And then we played two or three shows and then boom, lockdown happened and we were just kind of left to our own devices. But it worked out great because we spent all of that time really focusing our game and practicing our craft. And, it helped us focus on what we were doing and create digital content and the songwriting process, because the four of us are so different musically and with our life experiences that we needed that time to come together and kind of figure out what we wanted to do.
That's so cool. Really, that's very cool that actually ended up serving you.
And we kind of quarantined in our own little bubble, right? And we spent that time like studying and learning. Like I remember, you know, all of us really learning about the Boston music scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then we were listening to shows like this. You know, other streaming shows that were highlighting some of the bands. So like our early beginnings of like understanding the who's who of the scene kind of occurred during that time. And maybe we wouldn't have like gotten that information or those learnings, you know, if it was a different scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And as soon as lockdown lifted, we were like ready right out the gate to start playing shows again. And we were, you know, a honed craft. We were ready to go.
Yeah. That's excellent. Yeah. No, you're putting on some great stuff. And
it's
very, very cool and good energy and very strong. So, and I know you've got a lot of people paying attention. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Which is very cool. I mean, I just heard of you guys. So I've been doing radio around the Boston area for a while and it just sort of recently, just like paper to all of a sudden, like I'm hearing about you a lot, you know. So I do a show on a different station.
I apologize.
Don't apologize. No. So So it's funny because, like you said, you're studying the scene in the Boston scene, and it is a never ending. There's no bottom to that well.
Yeah.
That's what I have found being around here for, you know, I mean, there's just no bottom to the well, and there's an immense amount of talent.
Absolutely.
So
and it cycles, doesn't it? Like every year, it kind of like cycles where you have this new grouping. Right, like it's around September. I'm not really sure why September is the time frame. Yeah,
Berkeley.
Yeah. But it does cycle, and it's just we are in a really vibrant scene, and we have so many friends and acquaintances and buddies and bros and some of them lifelong friends that we've made just getting to be here. So we consider ourselves really fortunate to play in this area.
You're in good company. You're in a really, really good company. And some of the musicians that I've found around here, they're very seasoned. I mean, you look at Joel himself. Joel. I mean, he's just like, the list of things that a lot of these people have done is amazing. So Charmer is your first ever release, correct?
It's our first LP.
Okay.
We have four EPs that we put out prior to this. It's kind of practice, if you will. We're a very DIY band, so we weren't afforded the luxury of going into a studio and really having an expert kind of guide us. We just kind of learned everything ourselves, and most of it falls on Bjarki because he really mixed all of our records and had to teach himself how to mix, essentially.
Wow.
And picked up new tricks, and he spent just countless hours behind the board working on mixing. And so the first four EPs that we put out, we kind of felt like we've learned a lot and we've kind of mastered the process, so let's tackle an LP. So this was why it was the perfect time to put out a full record. And we've learned so much from the process that we've applied to this record that we really think comes through. And we hope people pick up on it, that it's a mature record and a well-seasoned record. So.
Mm-hmm. But it is technically like the debut.
It's the debut LP.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And so if one were to try to find your music before this, there'd be just sort of singles released, correct? Is that what I would expect to find?
I'd say.
Okay.
Like
so,
five-song EPs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think our first one was a four-song EP, and then the subsequent three after were five-song EPs. Yeah.
Okay. So do you feel like the band's definitely growing, progressing, your sound's evolving? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I would like, what did we do, like four EPs before that? You said that? Yeah. I lost track. I feel like it all has been leading up to this. So we wanted to record those EPs ourselves because we weren't sure about what we wanted to do as a band, because like what Cuddy pointed out, we were all different individuals that have different upbringings and different tastes in music. So it's it is tricky to kind of put all that together and do something that is worth it.
Yeah.
So those four, I'm not putting down the four EPs that we did.
Oh, I hate them.
they're all we had to do them that way because we just needed to kind of get there with our songwriting and get in to know each other as just musicians. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they were really important that we did those in the crappy DIY sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could have gone into the studio and just gotten a general mix and that would be fine, but it wouldn't have made us make this record.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's interesting to meet you all and hear what you're saying, because when I've heard the songs that I've heard, I've had a hard time placing, and I'm not a big fan of genre. I don't like to put a band into a genre. I really don't like to do that. Some genre titles I think are just dumb in general. I just
with that ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, but your sound has been definitely hard for me to place because I can hear these different influences.
Yeah.
There's new wave, there's hard rock, there's I can hear these things, but you're making it come together, which is really cool, And so that I can kind of, maybe that's what you're explaining, in that it's actually interesting to see where you're going to find what is your sound. And then as a band, right, why, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself either, but
we've had countless conversations about that as the band started. What do we call ourselves? What genre do we consider ourselves? And we've basically compromised it down to indie alt rock because that is such a blanket thing. So we just really couldn't settle on anything else. But I think we've successfully jammed a square peg through a round hole in compromising and getting our sound the way we have it now because of that. Because the four of us are so different that we really had to compromise on the songwriting and get it to a place where the four of us are all happy. Someone in the band will push in one direction, someone else will pull in the other, and it finally got to a place where we had to learn how to work together and compromise to a point where we were really proud of the music.
Well, that's actually really cool. That's actually interesting. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fascinating, actually. Why would you even want to continue, right? If you were all coming together and saying, we don't like it, but you chose to, you saw something in each other, obviously.
Absolutely.
There was a quality all four of you felt that you had to make it worthwhile.
Absolutely.
All right, so Matt, what type of music do you tend to be drawn to?
Typically just kind of experimental rock, rock with pretty good drumming, I guess, like the Mars Volta and stuff like that.
All right, and how about you?
I'm a 90s kid, so I grew up on grunge bands like everybody did, Nirvana and Pearl Jam and all that stuff, but my real passion is Brit Rock. Big, like, Oasis, Blur fan, Pulp, Suede. Then more recently into, like, Kasabian and Arctic Monkeys and that sort of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's I think the melodies reflect a lot of that influence.
I can hear that. How about you?
Yeah, I'm definitely on the UK side with just, like, kind of the post-punk revival scene and also, like, this kind of like new wave stuff, like obviously like the Smiths and like all the chorus, the guitar, like I love that stuff.
Yeah, and you?
My influences are, you know, I kind of came up on like emo. So, you know, bands like Brand New and like Taking Back Sunday and Jimmy Eat World. And then I went through a long period where I just loved Deftones. Like, and so a lot of what I do in this band, you know, kind of peels off of Abe Cunningham's, the drummer for Deftones, kind of his, you know, his approach. So definitely a wide range of approaches here.
Yeah, you know, speaking of compromising in the songwriting, it really worked in our favor because Bjarke and my influences overlap to some degree, and really Matt and Cuddy's influences overlap to some degree. They have some bands that they love in common, and he and I have some bands that we love in common. So we found that common ground, and we've kind of just embraced those similarities, and that's led to the songwriting that we have on Charmer.
We have a Venn diagram in our practice space that shows the overlap.
No, I'm not,
we should have brought that with us.
I'm not making this up. I'm fascinated meeting you guys now because when, like I said, I could hear these different things, and I was like, this like I could hear the new wave, and I could hear the grunge, and I could hear the, you know, and and so it's cool, and so I don't think that. It's tough, right? Like, why do you want to kowtow to any genre? You know, you shouldn't, right? Yeah, so you should just, maybe you're going to make a new sound.
But it's a blessing and a curse, right? Because when you talk to somebody and you're like, hey, man, come see my band. And they're like, all right, well, what do you sound like? And they're like, well, it's kind of like if you say like Thrice and maybe Foo Fighters and like Idols and you kind of like mix all those together.
It's like Taylor Swift meets a ham sandwich.
That's what we should just start saying. What were we going to say, Bjarke?
I was just going to talk about the, like Mike says, compromise. Like, I think that's just like, it's such a, like a bad word to describe.
It's a harsh
word. Like, what we do, because like, I mean, it is compromise in a sense, but like what we come up with is not something where like somebody's like not getting his way. It is really something that we are like are happy about. And like, because we have this kind of like DIY approach, we have kind of learned how to play like different parts, like kind of compromise in another sense where like, like here's a chorus. This is a great chorus. This is just melody. So what do I need to do as a guitarist? Like, nothing at all. I just need to kind of like just back off and let whatever like happen.
Well, that's a huge deal for any band because I don't think that's a common theme.
That is not a common theme.
That's a common theme. Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
I was going to say, you know, it's kind of crazy because Bjarke has kind of showed me some bands, and it's not really bands I would typically listen to, not because I don't like them, but it's led to me to find a path of exploration, especially with like a lot of like the bass lines that I've been like writing to or grooving with has been taken from some of the bands like Idols that he's shown me from the UK. So like it's like I love like a lot of bass players like from like the US and the US stream, like the music that I stream, but like there's just something with like that UK like style that is very like alluring to me.
I don't think it has been destroyed by the American production people. There's a definite maybe it's a little more free or something, and it's a little more raw. It still drives pretty hard. It's not being watered down to be create a product for money.
100%
is my thought.
I think the, you know, in the same vein as what we're talking about, the one thing that I think is really unique about our band is that we have a collaborative approach between all four of us. You know, I've played in a bunch of different bands. All these guys have played in different bands, and they're all different, right? In some cases, you'll have somebody who will come to the table with a full song written or a full set of, you know, lyrics, what have you, and then they sit down and it's kind of like, we're going this direction. But when we write songs, we literally write everything from scratch collaboratively. Somebody might have, you know, a hint of a melody or a hint of an idea, And that has really, you know, we've grown a lot from that process, but I think that's the core of what gets us, you know, the songs in the end, is that we have forced ourselves to learn how to work together from the start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we purposely don't bring fully developed songs into the practice space for that reason, because I could sit down on guitar and write, you know, a terrible song and bring it into the practice space. Like, if these guys take it and make it better, then it's something different than what I intended. So we stay away from that. We mm-hmm. shine away from that. We might have, like Cuddy said, you know, I might have like a melody idea or like a bass, Matt might have a bass line. We bring it in, and then it's not ours anymore. The rest of the band makes it something completely
that's
different,
very cool.
And we do that on purpose.
Yeah, that's very cool. And it, again, it's reflecting in your sound, which is great, you know, in the sense of there is no main ego here, right? Which is a huge deal.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy how it starts sometimes, because Cuddy will just be like messing around, and then, you know, I'll just like kind of throw something on the bass, and I'll see Mike kind of perk up and Bjarke kind of start throwing it in. It's like we kind of like formulate, and it's just like so natural. We don't even like plan it at all,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah. And that's a cool way to be. I feel like, to me, like that's a cool way to be. You kind of let it lead you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, so we obviously like meet up like once, twice a week to like rehearse, but I feel like we have also just like spent a lot of time working on that kind of relationship, like with how like we approach music. And like this, you mentioned ego, like when you're in the practice space writing a song together and you just can't do anything, like nothing that you're doing like seems right, and then it's like really important just like to kind of like just kind of like sit back and like am I adding anything of value to this, or is this enough, like is what I'm hearing now, like that's the song, and then what mm-hmm. I need to do is just like approach it from like a more for like a producer point of view, and just like maybe like tell Cuddy to ease up on the drums, or Matt to like play more, or Mike to shut up, or element. And I feel like we're all really good at like kind of poking at the song from that angle, like not only from our instrument, just like kind of just like making the song what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very cool.
We never get to talk about this, so if we're like going deep in a tangent.
No. Like that's... No, my favorite thing is interviewing the bands.
I'll tell you about my childhood.
I know, right? So, I know. Back from the primordial ooze.
Yeah, exactly.
I first heard sound. Yeah. It was a chime off in the distance.
Yes. I believe it was 1904.
you guys are okay. My eye.
Listen, I asked the questions. You're answering me, and I'm grateful for that. That's a good interview. We want to know. I mean, I don't know. We could talk about, I don't know what, but I want to know, what is the process? It's important. You're creating this magic. Music to me is magic, right? I'm not a musician. I like to mix songs and make great segues, and music inspires, and it keeps us willing to be on this planet, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, 100%. The thing that we need at the end of the day or the moment, it's usually music. And humans have been doing that since the dawn of time, to exercise any demons, purge, celebrate, all of it, right?
Yeah.
So each time you create something, I am interested in the different process, and I am, again, legitimately was excited to hear that you all have these different influences, because I'd heard that in your music, right?
Cool.
So I'm
very
not
cool.
You know, yeah, I'm very interested in what you're saying, and if everyone else has turned off the radio, well, then that's their loss.
it's just us folks.
We're all just hanging out, you know.
All
just hanging out. But no, it is good. So you've got this. Do you have any upcoming shows?
We do, yeah. We got a couple. Do you want to hit them?
You go for it. Yeah, I had it pulled up.
Oh yeah, I got them pulled up too.
Yeah.
In a different form.
Organization.
I'll tell you what. I'll do the first one, and then you do the big one.
This is their compromise in action.
Exactly.
Ladies, that's
exactly.
It.
You say every other word, and I'll say every other
that's,
word.
That's
after
it.
That.
And I'll say the harmony.
Exactly. Okay. So I do want to shout out. So our next show is Friday, September 29th at FET in Providence. We're playing with The Nurse, Dread Buffalo, and Beyond Gravity. And I want to highlight Beyond Gravity, because the reason why we're even here tonight is because those guys hit us up yesterday. They were supposed to be in today. They couldn't make it.
I'm going to Google them.
We came in last minute. So thank you, Beyond Gravity. If you're out in the Providence area, stop on by,
please.
Yeah. And Mike, hit us with the big one, man, the exciting one.
Well, we do love Providence, but we are playing our next local show in Alston at O'Brien's on, I believe it's
November 3rd.
November 3rd.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
All right. That is coming up. And and are you guys, who are you playing with? What's going on?
Gold Hoax and Trailer Swift, who are amazing local bands. So this is going to be a great show. And we're making it our official album release show. So we're going to have like some things and do some stuff. We're going to play the entire... We're playing the entire album. Yeah. We're going to play Charmer in its entirety. That's our set.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So. All right.
That's
going to
be the only time that we do that, like ever. Will there be balloons? You said we're going to go get some stuff. I feel like you were going to say balloons.
There might be. I mean,
streamers. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You know, little party hats. Yeah.
Disco ball.
Listen, I'm not playing drums unless
there's balloons
attached to my cymbal stand.
I did make mini posters. So there's going to be some mini posters that we're going to give away. That's right. But that's about it.
Is there anything else you guys want to get out to the world?
We just want to borrow and steal to get people to hit up our socials. You know, Facebook, Instagram at Paper Tigers USA. Our website, papertigersusa.com. Mm-hmm. Lots of great info. We have all of our upcoming shows on our website. You can check that out. Our Instagram is like our main vein. It's where we have, you know, also upcoming shows and information in our link tree. And we post, you know, stories and posts like daily. So it's a great resource if you check out information on the band.
Perfect.
We do realize that like putting out a full length is not probably the most like best way to get people to hear you, because like I feel like it's all about singles now. Mm-hmm. But like we are really happy with this album, and like the songs that are on there like wouldn't have sounded like that if we wouldn't have had like the entire album to like kind of like stack them up.
Mm-hmm.
So go listen to it, even though it's not cool. Go listen to it. Yeah. And you know what? Here's what I want to leave them with. Even if you hate us, if everything you heard tonight, you're like, hey, this band is not for me, go out and see a local show somewhere. I mean, we have a vibrant scene, and we've got a bunch of friends out there that are doing it just like us.
Mm-hmm.
Better than us in many ways, better musicians, and been doing it for way longer. So go out and see a show.
Amen to that, 100%. There's that really, I couldn't agree more. And the pandemic, I've been saying a lot lately on my shows about how the pandemic, you know, we've gotten out of the custom of going out. And so when you go back out and you see a show, the energy to remind you that you're alive, that you look at this, you're connecting with these human beings that are making this music, and life is not just your bedroom, man. Like there's more, and you're invited. Like, and if you've gotten to that weird place, that post-pandemic couple years of like, being alone, it can be real hard to break out of, right? So you're invited. Come on out. You know, everyone wants you to be out there, and then you will get what you need and be excited. Yeah. And
everyone might have balloons.
Balloons, man.
We might
paper
have
tigers and
like
paper
now
tigers.
I have to get balloons.
The balloons, they like little paper tigers, little floating around, like some kind of like thing.
What do they all say? Happy third birthday.
Did you get the big balloons? What are they called? The animal balloons?
Yeah. You can tie them all into the whole thing.
Then we'll play animals.
Yeah. So that's it, ladies. Thank you so much. Just really lovely to talk to you guys. Lovely to meet you guys.
For having us.
Yeah, I'll be playing you on my show. I have a different show we won't talk about on MFO, but I do. And you know, and you do. We have a great scene full of DJs too that will love and support you guys and just you know, play your stuff, and we believe very strongly in everything that Cuddy just said. 100%, you know, and our scene is what we make it, you know, and the arts and all this stuff is what we make it. And so we need you guys to come on out to shows and know that you're invited, and it's going to be a good time. So that's that. We got 10 minutes. I got 10 minutes to play a song, and I was going to put a song here, and what is it? Oh, and this is a great one. I didn't even realize, because I just scrolled real quick, because I freaking love Muckin' the Myers. But it's funny, because I just grabbed this song, This Town Feels So Lonely, which really contradicts everything we just talked about. Right. But here we go, WMFO Medford. That was Paper Tigers. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
pretend that it was.
Questions.